I know I feel better overall when I get outside and I get active. But when I don't have the right gear, especially when the weather is unpredictable this spring, it's harder to live that life that I really want. And that's why I'm sort of obsessed now with my Vessi shoes. I have two pairs, and I'm literally wearing at least one of them every day because Vessis are so comfortable, they're easy to get on and off when I'm on the go, and they are super stylish. I love how they look. Plus, get this, they're also 100% waterproof. And I really turn to my Stormburst high tops when I'm ready for a bit more adventuring out and about. They are so versatile, though. I can wear them for everyday errands and getting things done, or taking them into the elements, from beach days to walking around the city to a rainy day hike. Elevate your spring wardrobe with Vessi's Stormburst shoes. Discover more at vessi.com/newsworthy. Get your pair today to get an automatic 15% off your first purchase at checkout and be ready to step out in style, rain or shine. Trust me, you will not regret this. Go to vessi.com/newsworthy to get your new favorite shoes with an automatic 15% off your first purchase at checkout.
Today is Monday, January 27th. We're talking about the life and sudden death of NBA legend Kobe Bryant. Also, what to know today about the impeachment trial, the new Space Force logo, a new version of Vine, and the big winner at the Grammys. Welcome, welcome to The Newsworthy. All the day's news in less than 10 minutes. Fast, fair, fun, and on the go. I'm Erica Mandy. Thanks so much for being here. You ready? Let's do this. We start today remembering a man who had an impact on people around the world. Basketball legend Kobe Bryant died in a helicopter crash yesterday. He was just 41. But already, as the AP put it, he's inspired a generation of basketball players. Bryant retired from the NBA less than 4 years ago, and he was one of the best basketball players of all time, spending 20 seasons with the Los Angeles Lakers. During that time, he won 5 NBA championships and was named Most Valuable Player multiple times. He also helped Team USA win 2 gold medals at the Olympics. He's even won an Oscar when he produced an animated short film. But yesterday, he and 8 others, including Bryant's 13-year-old daughter Gianna, were killed in the helicopter crash. NBC News reports the helicopter hit a hillside in Calabasas, California, about 30 miles from downtown LA, and just 20 miles from his basketball training complex called Mamba Sports Academy, where some reports say they were headed there for a girls' basketball tournament. ABC News reports witnesses said it looked like something was wrong with the helicopter before it went down, and the weather wasn't great either. There was dense fog that meant low visibility. But the crash is still under investigation. Already, athletes, celebrities, and fans around the world have been posting to social media to honor Kobe Bryant and to send support to his family, especially his wife and 3 surviving daughters. Hundreds of fans showed up to pay their respects at the Staples Center in Los Angeles last night, the very stadium where Bryant played with the Lakers for so many years. And it just so happens last night's Grammy Awards were inside that stadium. We'll talk more about the tribute performances at the Grammys later in this episode. But definitely expect those tributes and talk of a legend to continue today. Well, today, events around the world will mark the 75th anniversary of the liberation of Auschwitz. It was the largest and deadliest Nazi concentration camp. It was located in Poland, and more than 1 million of the 6 million Jews killed during the Holocaust were there at Auschwitz. But the terror finally ended 75 years ago today, when the Soviet Army freed the remaining prisoners from camps on January 27, 1945. Well, China has extended the Lunar New Year holiday to keep people from work and school and to limit travel as they try to stop the spread of the new coronavirus. The Washington Post reports the number of people diagnosed with the illness jumped by 50% over the weekend. Nearly 3,000 people in China have gotten sick and at least 80 have died. The government there has now expanded the travel ban to 16 cities. In other words, more than 50 million people are essentially quarantined. In the U.S., 3 new cases were discovered over the weekend for a total of 5 confirmed cases. But keep in mind, every American diagnosed has recently traveled to China, and they're being kept in isolation at the hospital. Because of all these unknowns, CNN reports the U.S. plans to pull American diplomats from the city of Wuhan in China, where the outbreak started. They'll be bringing them back to the U.S. on a charter flight tomorrow. We'll get ready for another day of opening arguments at President Trump's impeachment trial. But this time, it's the president's defense team making their case. They actually started with a preview on Saturday. NBC News says one of the main arguments was Democrats are just looking to interfere in the election by trying to remove Trump from office. Trump's attorneys argued it should be American voters who decide instead. President Trump's attorneys also say he did nothing wrong, in part because the money he had put on hold meant for Ukraine eventually was sent to Ukraine. Remember, Democrats argue he froze the money to pressure Ukraine for investigations into his political rivals. Expect to hear more of the main arguments from Trump's team today, since more people are likely to tune in during a weekday. And later this week, one of the biggest questions of the trial could be answered. Will new witnesses be allowed to testify? Stay tuned. President Trump unveiled the new U.S. Space Force logo, and it's causing a bit of controversy, with some saying it's a Star Trek knockoff. So, is it? Well, first of all, let me remind you what the Space Force is. It's now the sixth branch of the U.S. military, joining others like the Army and the Navy. President Trump pushed for this, and Congress passed a defense policy bill last month that included approval of the U.S. Space Force. It'll focus specifically on missions and threats in space as technology advances. Well, as soon as President Trump tweeted out the new logo, the backlash began, some saying it looked like the Starfleet command sign from Star Trek. While the two do look similar, the new logo also looks a lot like the Air Force Space Command emblem. That's the space-focused division within the Air Force that's been around since the 80s. Then again, the original Star Trek series debuted in the 60s, and the Washington Post reports that got some inspiration from the early NASA emblems. In the end, it seems neither Star Trek nor the U.S. government can claim they completely came up with their logos on their own. All right, we have much more news ahead, including some more fun news. But first, a quick break for our sponsor this week. And I'm excited to tell you about one of my favorite go-to apps when I need quality but very quick information. It's called Blinkist. I love reading, and I know how important that is, but I sometimes struggle finding enough time for it every single day. So Blinkist is a really unique app that lets me get the best key takeaways, the need-to-know main points, from thousands of nonfiction books. And it cuts it all down into just a 15-minute read. It's so convenient to read right on my smartphone while I wait in line somewhere, or sit in an Uber, or to look at it instead of social media sometimes. It's made for busy people who still want to be learning. For example, check out Richard Branson's The Virgin Way, Everything I Know About Leadership, or even read more about the topics we discuss right here on the show, like the AI economy. Go to Blinkist.com/news to try it for free for 7 days, and then you can save 25% off your new subscription. That's Blinkist, spelled B-L-I-N-K-I-S-T, Blinkist.com/news to start your free 7-day trial. And you'll also save 25% off, but only when you sign up at Blinkist.com/news. Now back to the news. The world's largest and most efficient twin-engine plane, and the only one with folding wingtips, just flew for the very first time over the weekend. CNET says the Boeing 777X flew for about 4 hours over Washington State and all went well. It has a wingspan of more than 235 feet. In fact, it's so big, the wings fold in more than 20 feet so the plane can fit in different airports. Boeing is still waiting for final approval from regulators, but it does expect to get it next year. Google is apparently working on its own version of Apple's AirDrop. Google's version is called Nearby Sharing. XDA Developers is reporting users will be able to use the tool to send photos and videos between Android phones. When the feature is turned on, you can search accounts to share files with people as long as you're near each other, all similar to the AirDrop function on iPhones. That said, it hasn't been released yet, and Google is not commenting. So no word on when this will be ready to use. The same report says Samsung may also be working on something similar called QuickShare. Remember the short-form video app Vine? Well, it's making a comeback, sort of. The app was shut down in 2017 after Twitter bought it, but the co-founder of the Vine app has been working on a sequel, and it's finally ready. It's called Byte, spelled with a Y, and users shoot or upload 6-second videos. One of the big differences, though, TechCrunch says creators may eventually get paid for their videos. Of course, another popular video app called TikTok is also competition for the new Byte app. It was a big weekend at the box office for a few movies. The third movie in the Bad Boys franchise, Bad Boys for Life, topped the charts for the second weekend in a row, while 1917 and Doolittle finished off the top three. And both Bad Boys for Life and 1917 passed the $100 million mark in the U.S. It was music's biggest night last night at the Grammy Awards, but this year there was more of a somber tone. It started with a tribute to Kobe Bryant. Singer Lizzo opened the award show with a performance and added the words, "Tonight is for Kobe." This year's host, Alicia Keys, also kicked off an emotional tribute performance with her and Boyz II Men, singing It's So Hard to Say Goodbye to Yesterday. There were also tributes to rapper Nipsey Hussle and Prince. And another noteworthy performance, Demi Lovato performed live for the very first time since nearly dying from a drug overdose. She got a warm welcome back, though, with a standing ovation. As for the actual awards, Billie Eilish was a big winner, taking home 5 Grammys, including the top 4, Record of the Year, Album of the Year, Song of the Year, and Best New Artist. In fact, The Hollywood Reporter says Lizzo, Billie Eilish, and Lil Nas X were this year's leading nominees, and all of them were also first-time Grammy nominees and now winners. And that's it for the main news today, but now it's time for Money Monday, where we talk about one interesting money-related news story you should know. And today we're talking about changes to the most widely used credit score impacting millions of Americans. The company behind your FICO score, that 3-digit number that tells you about your credit, well, they're tweaking the formula. The Wall Street Journal says people who already have a good score could see their scores go up a bit, but people who already are struggling financially could see a drop in their FICO scores. And a lower score, of course, means it could become even harder for things like getting loans or renting an apartment. That said, changes to the FICO formula are pretty normal. The company makes adjustments every few years. And the basics of what impacts your credit score still stay the same. For example, it helps your score when you make your payments on time and limit your debt. The new FICO scores are set to go into effect this summer. All right, thank you so much for listening today. As always, you can read more about any of the news stories mentioned. Just look in today's episode description in your podcast app or find the links on thenewsworthy.com/show notes. The Newsworthy is ready for you to listen every weekday by 4 in the morning. I'll be back with more news tomorrow. Have a great day.
For the ones who get it done, the most important part is the one you need now. And the best partner is the one who can deliver. That's why millions of maintenance and repair pros trust Grainger, because we have professional-grade supplies for every industry, even hard-to-find products. And we have same-day pickup and next-day delivery on most orders. But most importantly, we have an unwavering commitment to help keep you up and running. Call, click Grainger.com, or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.